كورسارا في البحر تاعنا. المديتيران رات تقلبيه ربحيه تطباتيه في الافنتوري تاع البحاره كورسارا فوستوما كبير تمالتين لراري قطعوا ألبوم يتقابدوا بشي كاشكرو نيسو مهازن ليناردو. قلدر بوهرا نلقاكو مع الادizzjoni يوهرا تا دين السنسيلا اللي كل ما تمور قدام السير انترسانتي كورسارا في البحراتانا. الفيدباك ما يمشال فينا دو دايام يكبر ويعطينا غوست عليش اوفيامنت تيلها اودينسا اللي احنا تكون المراتا اليوم داون التيب تا بروغرامي من باندا لوهرا. نرنغراتسي انكي شي حبيب تيهاي كوليجي فوستوم انكي لينو بوجيه اللي ملوش جبدلي الاتنسيوني فو بوبليكاتسيوني اللي عمل البروفيسور Stanley Fiorini u li ikonna l-okkazjoni l-qoddim jena ċert li l-professur kollu il-pjaċira l-darbohra jonorana bil-prezenza tija u koll għalli nitkellmu dwar proprietari f'dawk li juma bċeċ tal-bahar u f'dawk li juma intraprizi li minnum kienu juħadmu fuqhom il-kursara. U dana wara ġi wara propju li lino kien qed jisma' il-dika il-feature dawk l-intervisti li għamilna ma' Joseph Muscat fejn jiena kon staqsejt mod partikolari wieħed għandu xi ħoss li kważi kważi il-Maltin ma kienux biżejjed proprjetarji ta' dawn l-intraprizi jew inkella ma kienux ikunu f'livelli għolja. U minn xi studju li jidher ippubblikat fil-Birgu instabet biżejjed informazzjoni li turi li għal xi żmien speċjalment fil-bidu kienu jeżistu. Għalhekk jiena ċert li dak il-programm li jkun fuq dan il-suġġett se jkun interessanti aktar il-qudiem. Il-ġimgħa l-oħra wkoll jekk tiftakru tajtkom Toma biss Toma Żajra ta' intervista esklusiva li kellna mal-professur David Abulafja li huwa professur tal-istorja tal-Mediterran fl-Università ta' Cambridge l-Ingilterra huwa awtorità prominenti ħafna fid-dinja tal-istorja fl-Ewropa fuq kollox u speċifikament fuq il-Mediterran. U għandu pubblikazzjonijiet diversi, xi wħud minnhom anke jinteressaw lilna l-Maltin għaliex kif jitkellem matul l-intervista li ħan isimgħu huwa jispeċifika b'mod partikulari fuq il-Kursara u l-Pirati dwar Enrico Conti ta' Malta li imur lura fil-Medjuevu. Il-History, the Mediterranean in History li huwa il-ktieb li bażikament Malta ġi jitkellem dwaru meta għamel taħdita fil-Belt Valletta fit-19 ta' frar tal-2008 li nisabu fija. U b'mod partikolari jitkellem dwar il-kidba tal-istorja tal-Mediterran. U kifatt ġimgħa l-ora sodisfazzjon ta' ħafna kienet is-sala imburġata b'nies oħra esperti bħalu Maltin u oħrajn li jsegu l-istorja. Hemmhekk ħadt l-okkażjoni jiena li barra li tajna miegħu imma kelli okkażjoni li blajnuna tal-British Council u tal-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Università ta' Malta insibu għal ftitħin fl-istudio waħdu qabel dik taħdita u hemmhekk tagħna din l-intervista li aħna se nisimgħu sħiħa. Il-ġimgħa l-oħra smajna biss parti żgħira minnha li llum ħallejta f'posta biex issegwi l-kontinuità u dik kienet dwar il-Pirati u l-Kursara. Imma naħseb li taċċettaw u taqblu miha jintom is-semmija li nagħmlu pawża żgħira minn suġġett esklusiv tal-Kursara meta għandna personaġġ ta' din l-eminenza fostna. U il-mistoqsijiet li għamiltlu wara kollox kienu biss 5 u qabel ma nidħlu għalihom ħadd isimgħuhom anke kif għamiltomlu bl-Ingliż biex ma nneżawx l-intervista minn dik l-interazzjoni u ġvera ħajja li jkun hemm fir-recording. U s-suġġett imma nittama li nħajjarkom tibqgħu tisimgħu għaliex huma suġġett interessanti. L-ewwel mistoqsija hija dwar il-medja, kif jaf kulħadd il-medja tista' tgħin ħafna lill-istorja għaliex twassalha għand ħafna nies bil-pubblikazzjonijiet kif ukoll saħansitra b'channel tal-istorja li minnu bħali ħobbi segwi ħafna, imma anki minħabba li l-medja kuljum qiegħda toħloq l-istorja u x'vera fl-aħbarijiet. Interessanti wkoll li f'tweġiba tiegħu se jirreferi għal inċident partikolari ħafna dwar l-istorja ta' Hitler li fih il-medja Fl-oksujiet ta' jnuna, sfortunatament, tista tkun perikoluza, għalek iximaw dik il-parti. It-tieni mistoqsija dawn huma kollha provokazzjonijiet biex dak li jkun l-interess jiġbel ta' semmi, mhux vera. It-tieni mistoqsija hija marbuta aktar dwar l-espansjoni. Fil-kotba tiegħu, speċjalment bit Iranian in History, il-professur Abulafja jitkellem ħafna fuq il-globalizzazzjoni tal-Mediterran. Semmi li meta fetaħ is-Suez Canal. Allura il-Mediterran biex ngħidlek tawwa l-idejh għall-oċeani. Isemmi wkoll l-Unjoni Ewropea, pajjiżi membri bħalna bħal-Ċipru fil-Mediterran ukoll l-Unjoni Ewropea niżlet fil-Mediterran. Interessanti il-mistoqsija kienet dwar Sarkozy u l-proposta ġdida tiegħu tal-Unjoni tal-Mediterran. U interessanti wkoll kif iwieġeb b'mod internazzjonali manka bilanċjat bejn l-interessi Ingliżi u bejn l-interessi Franċiżi f'pajjiż fil-Mediterran li ħafna drabi iġiel lill-membri diġà fl-Unjoni Ewropea bħalna iħokku ftit rashom. Dik hija t-tieni mistoqsija. It-tieni mistoqsija għandha x'taqsam direttament mal-kursara u mal-pirati. Ma ngħidx ħafna fuqha għaliex il-ġimgħa l-oħra semmejtilkom bħala toma ma teħdu gost naħseb illum terġgħu tisimgħuha. Ir-raba' mistoqsija li għamilt li David Abulafja meta kien Malta kienet dwar l-emigranti illegali. U peress li hu jsemmi fost affarijiet oħra dawk in-nies imsejħa tal-baħar li l-ħin kollu jaqsmu minn xatta l-ieħor li naħseb mhux hu biss jafa. Tkellimnija ħafna b'Professur Bonanno, tkellimnija naħseb kull min ħobb l-istorja osserva da s-saga li ma jispiċċa qatt. Minnhom il-vant jiġi fil-Punent bħalma l-Arab mar-Rospanja, minn bil-Maqlub imur ifittex postijiet oħra, minn jinżel lej l-Afrika, l-Afrikani llum emigranti illegali ngħidulhom tilgħin lej l-Ewropa. U għalhekk qatlu biex jagħtina l-opinjoni tiegħu. Meta jħares lejhom daw l-eluf li qed jaqsmu jgħaddu fostna ħafna minnhom qegħdin fostna jgħixu hawnhekk. Dawn nistgħu ngħidu li din hija kontinwazzjoni ta' din il-kilba tan-nies tal-Mediterran li jiċċaqilqu. Minn xatta l-ieħor imuma kollha mill-Mediterran u nħallikom hemmhekk. Il-ħames mistoqsija u l-aħħar waħda hija wkoll suġġett forsi delikat ħafna. Nafu u fil-ktieb tiegħu ħobb jirreferi għaliha kemm il-darba huwa ktieb li huwa editja, ġifieri kien hemm riċerkaturi studjużi oħrajn tal-istorja fil-Mediterran li kitbu fih il-ktieb huwa oħxon b'ħafna ritratti bil-kulur u diżini bil-kulur verament huwa għozza għal min ikun għandu. Imma mill-banda l-oħra. Il-mistoqsija kienet li minħabba li hu jirreferi kemm il-darba għat tliet reliġjonijiet monoteistiċi li għaw fil-Mediterran, ġifiri il-Lut u mbagħad l-Insara u mbagħad il-Musulmani u ġvera. Daw it-tliet reliġjonijiet il-mistoqsija prudenti tiegħi kienet jistgħu jitqiesu taħt xi forma ta' kolonizzazzjoni fil-Mediterran bħalma ħafna potenzi oħra mhux spiritwali, mhux tal-moħħ, mhux tar-ruħ. Għamlu ġifri jistaqat kien li għadda minn moħ dawna il-promoturi ta' dawn il-reliġjonijiet li l-moħ f'moħħom kellhom ukoll l-intenzjoni li jikkontrollaw fis-sens li kollhom potenza, ikollhom qawwa u interessanti il-mistoqsija, ħafna interessanti, serja, bilanċjata u sabiħa tal-professur Abulafja u fl-aħħar ukoll, speċjalment meta jirreferi għall-Imperu Ruman. Issir iktar intriganti. U għalhekk jiena waħda mill-affarijiet li dejjem taffaxxinani din l-aspett tar-reliġjonijiet fil-Mediterran li wara kollox ma baqgħux fil-Mediterran għax it-tliet reliġjoni xterdu mad-dinja, speċjalment l-Insara u l-Musulmani, għaliex xterdu ma kullum kien l-Ewropa ħafna u anki fil-Punent, imma anki fl-Asja, anki fil-pajjiżi tal-Oċeani. Qed ikollhom kien. U għalhekk ħadd tkun interessanti. Mela mill-ġdid, sempliċement biex wieħed ifakkar il-professur David Abulafja, awtur, riċerkatur u professur tal-istorja tal-Mediterran fl-Università ta' Cambridge l-Ingilterra waqt żjara qasira Malta tana din l-intervista esklusiva li naħseb tinżlilkom tajjeb mas-semmija tagħna magħkom is-semmija tagħna.
Welcome to our studio. It is our pleasure to have a few minutes with you, Professor David Abulafja. We have this opportunity to delve into some of the issues which you mentioned so well in a number of your books, especially the Mediterranean and history. I start with the media. In today's world, the media is constantly making history, breaking news, reporting events as they unfold, and more than that, there are colorful magazines in most languages, interactive IT technologies, as well as TV documentaries, and they all vie for the public's attention. We also have a history channel in most countries now. How can the media best serve history?
One of the very interesting things is the way in which there is such appetite for history. And I suppose the first thing is to try to explain how this comes about. And one of the things that struck me very forcibly with the History Channel, a few years ago I was in New York and I noticed the buses going past. And on the side of the buses, there was a big poster saying, "This week on the History Channel," whatever it was. And I thought, this is really quite amazing that this channel now has such public exposure. So we know that there's a big public appetite. What we have to ask ourselves is why there is such public appetite for history. Sometimes I have to say there's an unhealthy side to this. Sometimes it's bound up with Da Vinci Code and strange ideas of conspiracy and so on. But aside from that, there is a real genuine engagement with the past and an awareness that visual means can be used to convey a sense of the past. And that shows, obviously, showing historical sites. Also, and this is a bit more complicated, reenacting historical scenes. And we've seen a lot of this, particularly in Britain, with series lately on the Tudors, for instance, which have been quite controversial because people have intruded characters who are not actually in the historical record. They've attributed behavior, scandalous behavior, to members of the Tudor dynasty and so on. So we have to ask ourselves where the boundaries lie. And I was part of an interesting discussion a year or two ago in Cambridge when some specialists in the media, people who had produced history programs, were talking about some of the programs that they had experienced, not themselves made, but they'd had contact with. And these included programs in which, for instance, this is a real example, there was a program about the plot against Hitler's life in which von Stauffenberg was involved. And this begins, it's been shown on TV, and it begins with shots of Hitler having breakfast. And this is color film, and he's sick over breakfast. We know that day he was sick after eating his breakfast. It is grainy color TV with lots of scratches. And you say to yourself, goodness, they found the film of Hitler having breakfast.
Authentic.
And with digital, yes, with digital improvements, you could make the actor look like Hitler. So what do we then discover? We discover that this is, in fact, fabricated film. And what one of the producers said to me was, the real worry is we know that in 3 weeks' time, the BBC will have a phone call saying, we want to borrow that piece of film from you. And we will say, there is no such piece of film. And they will say, but we saw it, you showed it 3 weeks ago. And we will say, oh, that was just invented, that was actors. No, no, it wasn't, they will say. And so it enters into people's consciousness.
That's right.
And the thing that then worries me is that beyond that, when we read about the past, when we read a book of history, the author invites us to visualize how we see the past. And we have, if we're reading about a royal palace, let's say the Ottoman palace in the 16th century, we have images which may come if we visited Istanbul. We may have some exact images. But even then, there's a great deal we fill in from our own assumptions, how people dressed, how they looked, how long their beards were, and so on. But when we have television filling the gaps for us, it produces a rather rigid, unchanging view. This is how the past must have been. So I'm a bit worried about that. On the other hand, you could say that if you go back to the 19th century, when there were a lot of history painters, particularly in England, there was a whole tradition of painting scenes from the classical past, the medieval past. Of course, they were doing the same thing. It didn't move, but it made people think a certain way about the past. So the media have a very positive role to play, but there's also a question of responsibility.
We come to another point, which is quite popular, and you keep mentioning it in your book, The Mediterranean in History, with a certain strong belief that the Mediterranean itself is now, or perhaps for the past century or so, passing through a series of globalization phases. And it has become so international, especially, as you very well mentioned, the Suez Canal and the EU expanding to the south, including now Malta as well, since 2004. How would you evaluate a proposal which came recently to the surface, and that's the French proposal of a union of the Mediterranean? I'm sure it has the advantages, like Euromed had in certain aspects recently, of bringing together so many peoples from so many shores. But at the same time, there is also already a union in Europe, which includes the Mediterranean.
Of course, I'm looking at this from a British perspective, and as you know, the British are rather sceptical about the European Union. And we're particularly sceptical, I think, about the idea that there is a grand sort of logic leading to a greater and greater degree of integration, the European project, as people call it, because I, for one, I'm not sure what the European project is. So to go back to the essentials, I would say that a missed opportunity occurred some years ago, and it occurred probably around the time that Greece was allowed to join the Union. Now, the Union has done an enormous amount for Greece, and it's worked extremely well. But I think at that stage, when we began to think of the European Union as something which would encompass a land so far apart at that point from the rest of the Union, we had to think creatively about other possibilities. And what we really need to see emerge, I think, now is a series of interlinked unions. And this is the attraction of the Mediterranean Union, that you could have a union which brings together Italy and Spain and obviously Malta and Greece, but also other countries which for one reason and another are not economically developed enough to enter the union. So one thinks of the Maghreb. It could, well, I wouldn't say solve the problem of Turkey. There are obviously two schools of thought about whether Turkey should or should not be admitted to the Union. I don't have a particular view on that. But it's one way of trying to integrate Turkey into the wider community of nations. And also, very importantly, in relation to Israel and its neighbours. And one of the very attractive aspects of the Euro-Mediterranean idea and also the Union is this idea that you can actually get Israelis and Arabs to sit at the same table, first of all, without talking directly to one another. But the logic is that eventually they realize they have to talk directly to one another. And I think what was attractive with things like the Barcelona process was the idea that issues such as the environment, the degradation of fish stocks and the quality of the sea, this is something which is common to all the countries. And it doesn't matter whether you hate your neighbor, you have to solve these problems together, because no one country can just stand aside from these problems. So I think Sarkozy has an interesting idea, and I would like to see a series, really, of zones rather than one enormous union which is all homogenous. You can imagine the British don't really like that idea. We're not part of the Euro, for instance, as you are. On the other hand, there is also a mischievous side to Sarkozy's suggestion, and that concerns his wish to keep Turkey out of the Union. And I think there the British will tend to take the view that it's probably on balance better to bring Turkey into the Union when it is ready, because Turkey could play a very useful strategic role, and moreover, it could act as a guarantee that Turkey does not develop a fundamentalist path, which would be a great danger to the future of the Eastern Mediterranean.
Kursara Flip Ratana. Illum il-professur David Abulafia, professur tal-istorja tal-Mediterran fl-Università ta' Cambridge l-Ingilterra, jagħti wieġeb għalat ta' mistoqsijiet mhux kollha fuq il-kursara biss li jinteressaw lilna n-nies tal-Mediterran ta' kizmin u aktar illum. Komplu isimgħu Kursara fl-ibħra tagħna.
I move on to another area. Currently, I am producing a series for University Radio on pirates and corsairs, of all things, since pre-Roman times. And we're discovering a lot of things which even in Malta, right in the middle of the whole arena, we didn't know before. Besides color and adventure, what could we attribute to this phenomenon of having this highway robbery on the seas, to the seas development and to history?
It is a very important phenomenon, but not always for the reasons that people might assume. We think of pirates as people who stand apart from society. But in the periods I've studied most closely, particularly in the Middle Ages, you find that piracy took two forms. There were these pirates who wandered around and did their own business and were a menace to everybody. But most pirates had the wisdom, if you like, to make sure that they made friends in high places. So they received licenses. The kings of Naples, who for a time ruled Sicily and Malta, they issued licenses in favour of pirates.
And the knights themselves.
And the knights. And so this enabled them, in a sense, to use the pirates against their enemies and then disown responsibility if something went wrong. And in fact, the first piece of work I did on the history of Malta concerned a pirate, Henry, Count of Malta, in around 1200, who is a very good example of this, because he started as a Genoese corsair who established himself in Malta in succession to other Genoese corsairs, and who was a great irritant, in fact, in the Mediterranean. He tried to establish himself as king of Crete next, and then he failed and became a respectable figure and even became admiral of the fleet of the king of Sicily. So there is this strange interconnection between the outlaws and the sort of legally official individuals. It's an extraordinary interrelationship.
It remains a very interesting aspect of history, I imagine. We stay in the sea, but this time we're talking about people who have crisscrossed over the centuries the inner sea and colonizing other people, sometimes founding new settlements, seeking adventure as well. In such a context, how could we today, in our age, look at the thousands of boat people we now term as illegal immigrants, when most probably they are doing exactly what their ancestors did before, or our ancestors did before them?
There is a very interesting analogy when you turn back through the centuries, when you look, for instance, at the early history of Spain at the time of the Muslim conquest, that although you've got armies coming in and conquering Spain, at the same time you've got this constant stream of migrants, people who begin to realize they can make a new life in what sounded like what was a fertile land out to the west, where there seemed to be plenty of opportunities to settle in the cities, to set up crafts and so on. So there are some very striking analogies, and we are going through one of those phases in which there is a massive amount of migration across the Mediterranean, which is basically unchecked. Of course, there's one difference, and that is that although in the period when I talk about Muslim Spain, there were immigrants coming from as far away as Yemen and Persia and so on, but most of them came from within the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And the difference that we're now facing is, of course, that people are coming up from Black Africa across into the Mediterranean, and also up the side of Africa, yeah, towards Morocco, the Canaries, and yeah, then into Spain that way. Mm. So it's a different sort of scenario, which reflects, of course, this era of globalization, that people are now crossing much larger distances in order to achieve this. And of course, it also poses particular problems for those territories like Malta or the Spanish territories in Morocco, which are gateways. And I can't advise you how to deal with this, but I think the best thing one can say
is... We're at a loss, I guess.
Well, if you're a gateway, some of these people at least will pass through onto other territories. Sure. They don't necessarily want to come to your island. They want to go on to Italy or even England or even Finland.
Further, yeah.
But it is something which is obviously extremely difficult to deal with, even within the context of EU legislation and so on, because as we know, once they've arrived, it's very difficult to displace these people, and there are a great many people who are in genuine distress.
Professor Abunafia, we often almost boast that the Great Sea has given the world its three major monotheistic religions. But in its wider context, this is a very delicate sort of view of religion. the Mediterranean is obviously the scene of a continuous struggle for power and control. Over the centuries, it was all like that all the time. Could we say that the three religions that were born inside the Mediterranean are another form of colonization in the sea and later, obviously, beyond, because they have become global?
Well, I suppose my first reaction would be to question whether they were really born within the Mediterranean, because obviously Islam was born actually some way from the Mediterranean in Arabia, but even Judaism and Christianity, they were born in the hinterland, in Judea, in an area away from the sea. And so what's interesting is this contest that emerges much later, actually, when they begin to compete for control of the minds, if you like, of the inhabitants of the Mediterranean. And this, at first, is a very slow process with, first of all, Jews going out to convert people. It's generally not realized that this happened on a large scale. And then following that, also Christians, who, of course, originally were a type of Jew in a way. And then centuries after that, only in the 4th century, the Emperor Constantine making this decision to legitimize Christianity. So it's at that point that we begin to see a political structure emerging which is identified with mm-hmm. one of what are then the 2 monotheistic religions, and Islam coming onto the scene much later as a competitor. So it's a tricky question. Part of the original intention of the Muslims appears to have been not so much actually to convert the peoples of the Mediterranean as to establish mastery over them, a small elite of Arab conquerors who would be paid taxes by the conquered Jews and Christians. The pagans would have to convert, but the others were the peoples of the book, and they could live in peace under the Muslims. So it's a very strange situation in which I think the winning of people's souls sometimes happened as a sort of secondary process. And then there are the big political struggles. And yes, it's an interesting point to what extent these political struggles were actually bound up with religious agendas and to what extent they were concerned with what you might call big strategic issues, who could control Greece and what we now call Turkey, who should control Egypt and North Africa and so on. But I think that we shouldn't underestimate the, if you like, the human element here, which is the elements of choice which certainly occurred, that in countries like Spain during the period of the Islamic conquest, there wasn't a sudden conversion, it was a gradual sort of osmosis which drew people to the new religion, which clearly had attractions for them. And so I would take quite a, if you like, a sympathetic view of this, that people were sometimes won over by the claims, first of Judaism, then of Christianity, then of Islam, and it changes back and forth, partly following the conquests, but partly also following the message that these different religions are putting to the peoples of the Mediterranean. But it's a fascinating aspect of the history of the Mediterranean and something that, in a sense, we seem to see reviving in our own day.
And what triggered me in the beginning was the way the Romans adopted to Christianity, and then eventually Christianity became so strong in the Mediterranean. That was the takeoff point, yes, more or less. Because yes, they were a very strong material empire, right? And it seems as a way of survival they became Christian.
The Romans, of course, had been very open. They had accepted any number of faiths, and they'd allowed these to live together. They'd adopted the gods of other peoples and expected other peoples to adopt their gods. And the only exception to this that they really allowed or understood up to a point was the Jews, who were known to have one god and wouldn't worship other gods. And so the adoption of Christianity is, yes, it is a curious phenomenon that the Emperor Constantine decides to put his faith in a god who had been regarded up to that point as were socially unacceptable. Exactly. It was not something that the elite identified with. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great mystery, of course, about why he should have wished to do that. Stop!
Emmek inħallu l-professur David Abulafia li tana dik l-intervista fid-dettall għalkemm mistoqsijiet mexxejja mhumiex twal u li għajjuk biex ngħidu hekk u naħseb kien ċar biżejjed li kulħadd seta' jsegwi l-argumenti li tella. Nittama li anqlut xi ftit din l-intervista u l-tweġibiet anqlu xi ftit taħsib provokazzjoni min jaf. Fil-moħħ ta' ħafna minna għaliex sintendi hija viżjoni oħra speċjalment ġejja minn xi ħadd li hu għandu f'idejh snin ta' riċerka, snin ta' tagħlim f'università daqshekk eminenti fid-dinja u fl-istess ħin awtur ta' kotba li għandu żgur il-feedback tagħhom kull fejn jinqraw jiġu studjati. Ħanaddu bħalma nagħmlu s-soltu, l-lum għamiltix fil-bidu imma mhux se nħalliha barra. Aħna kull ġimgħa nieħdu xi aspett sabiħ li laqana mal-kursara, mal-ħajja tagħhom, jew mal-preżenza tagħhom, jew l-inċidenza tal-preżenza tagħhom fl-immodi. U niftakar li kelli feedback interessanti meta tkellimt fuq kursara mara Franċiża Julia David xeħ 15 ilu li kienet tgħix fis-sekli 18-19 u oħroġ il-għaġeb mill-istess riċerkatur Jean Mechien li huwa storiku Franċiż qed għajt ma' storja tewmija interessanti oħra fuq mara oħra din id-darba jisima Louise Antonini. Taqra bħas-soltu Kathleen Mamo.
Sara kienu rġiel. Kienet dinja ta' baħħara mamula minn irġiel minn kważi kull nazzjon tad-dinja. Fl-ibra tagħna aktar mixtut jidawru l-Mediterran. Ftit ilu tkellimna fuq Juliette David, mara Franċiża li matul is-sekli 18-19 irnexxiela tieħu sehem għal snin twal mhix xorti ta' ħajja il-kursara Franċiżi. Franċiżi skont l-istoriku Jean Merien għandhom mar oħra kursara. Din għexet fi żmien Julien bla ma qatt iltaqet magħha u mietet fl-isptar ta' Nant fejn 20 sena qabel kienet mietet Julien. Louise Antonini twildet f'Korsika f'Ajaccio fl-1771 fl-istess belt u pajjiż fejn twilet Napoleon Bonaparti sentej qabela. Kienet bint Jean Pierre Antonini fizzjal qoli fl-armata korsikana taħt il-bandiera Franċiża. Fl-1771, wara t-telfa tal-battalja ta' Pawli fl-Istati Uniti, fejn il-Franċiżi kienu qed jgħinu l-Amerikani kontra l-Ingliżi fil-kisba kompleta tal-indipendenza, Missier Louise Jean-Pierre ma nstabx iżjed u ġie meqjus mill-armata Franċiża bħala maħrub. Louise kien fadli l-omma biss, iżda malars fat orfni għal kollox meta kienet kella 10 snin fl-1781, 4 snin wara li jeb missiera. L-ibsa ta' tifel bdiet itterra l-Bretanja u l-Orjan fi Franza ta' fuq, fejn mietet omma sabiex tittallab il-ħobza ta' kuljum. It-triq tal-faqar u l-ġuħ malajr waslu għat imbarka fuq il-fregata tal-kursara Corneli bħala tfajjel apprendist u xogħla kien dak ta' mus, cabin boy. 11 sena wara, dejjem maduda bħala żagħżugħ, insibu allura Franza minn San Domingo. Ġiet arrestata u sfat priġuniera fuq galera taqdef għal 18-il xahar bla ħadd jintebaħ li kienet mara. Din l-esperjenza ġellita tieħu żewġ deċiżjoni kbar f'ħajjita. L-ewwel li fil-futur taħdem biss skont il-liġi u t-tieni li l-karriera tagħha tagħmilha bħala raġel għalhom ora. Daħlet fl-armata mal-battaljun numru 70 u 50 snin laħqet kapural u wara surġent bla ebda superjur tagħha qatt jintebaħ li kienet mara. Fil-gwerer napoleoniċi tal-Portugal ġiet feruta serjament u kkurata. Kien hawnhekk minħabba l-kura tagħha li kkixfet li kienet mara. L-armata wara karriera twila u kuraġġuża kellha tkeċċija iżda damm ma ġarax b'diżunur. kolonel taħħa Janin kiteb lill-kmandant ġenerali ta' 13-il diviżjoni militari u rrikmanda li tingħata xi forma ta' pensjoni għas-servizz li kienet tat lill-istat. Hekk kiteb il-kolonel fuq Louise Antonini. Aziz ġenerali, is-sinjorina Louise Antonini, bint uffiċjal superjuri fl-Armata Korsikana, serviet bħala baħri fuq ix-xwieni tal-istat taħt il-bandiera Franċiża, imbagħad bħala soldat, kapural u sorġent fil-battaljun numru 70. Ijat kem ġit meħlusa mis-servizz wara ferita grafi barma tan-nar waqt ġlieda għall-Franza fil-Portugal. Is-sena l-oħra fuq ordni tal-Ministru tal-Gwerra ingħatat il-kura u ftit għajnuna biex tgħix. Din il-mara għalhekk qed tiġi issa rrikmandata biex tingħata għajnuna għall-ħajjita mill-armata, mhux biss għas-servizz twil li tat lill-pajjiża imma wkoll għall-kondotta eżemplari tagħha. Illum ma fadli la ebda mezz ta' sosten finanzjarju u ta' età abbastanza kbira għad kemm inġabret ma' familja minn Brest li fqira u sfortunata aktar minna. Iffirmata llum 30 ta' Diċembru 1838 mill-marixxall tal-kamp Janin. Din it-tkeċċija mill-armata ġrat meta Louise kellha ġa 67 sena. Nafux wis aktar ġara minn Louise Antonini wara dan, iżda jidher li sabet xi forma ta' sosten minħabba li baqgħet tgħix sa 90 sena. Fil-25 ta' Ġunju 1861, 23 sena wara li temmet is-servizz, fl-isptar Hotel de Dieu ta' Nant ħadet l-aħħar nifs ta' ħajjita. Ħajja ta' Mara Venturuza li qattet 60 sena minnhom tgħix u taħdem ta' raġel, kursar, baħri jew soldat.
U hemm tintemm l-avventura tan-nisa kursara, fil-fatt sissa għall-inqas għaliex kif jaf kulħadd r-riċerka qatt ma tieqaf fid-dinja, ma sissa għall-inqas jien sibt dawk it-tnejn u dawk it-tnejn tfaċċaw minn aċċess li kelli għal riċerka Franċiża. Iż-żewġ nisa kursara, waħda Julien u l-oħra Louise. Ikki kunu nafu biktar jena matul is-sensiela u wassalonkom. Ġija kurzita wara kollox f'dinja li kienet ta' l-irġiel li jitfaċċaw ukoll in-nisa avventuriera li xtaqu jaqsmu minn dik id-dinja għax ħassew li mhux ġust li dik id-dinja tibqa' biss tal-irġiel. Interessanti. U nipprofetta ruħi wkoll mill-istil tal-programm tal-lum, stil li mhuwiex intervista sħiħa twila minħabba li ovvjament kif tafu. Minn sema il-programm mill-bidu kienna l-professur David Abulafja li kien il-mistieden speċjali tagħna illum matul is-sensiela, xtaqt li nara il-programm f'dawn ftit minuti li fadal b'awturi ieħor barrani. Dan huwa Thomas Frele, dan huwa awtur li tagħna ktieb dal-aħħar dwar storja vera, inkredibbli kif jispjega ktieb stess, jismu The Last Corsairs of Malta, u għalhekk l-aħħar kursara ta' Malta qiegħed kif jgħidu propju fit-triq tagħna l-infiċċuh u nittama anki li xi darba nifoka aktar fuq l-avventura li huwa jagħti fil-paġni. Mallum nista' ngħid li dan il-ktieb li huwa tal-Mizzi Books fih mal-180 faċċata, ma dan l-awtur Amerikan jagħtina avventura ta' riċerka verament interessanti. Waħda minnhom hija li huwa jitkellem fuq bniedem li għex ħajja verament interessanti, dan huwa Awstrijak u jismu Leonhard Eisenschmidt. Leonhard Eisenschmidt, isu Schmidt imma mhux Schmiddi. Fil-fatt dan għex fl-aħħar għexieren ta' snin ta' s-seklu 18 u l-ħajja tiegħu tvarja minn jingaġġa mal-marina veneziana u mbagħad jitħabbeb mat-torok jagħmel żmien ta' skjaf ukoll ta' il-sir fix-xtut ta' Barbarija viċin tagħna wkoll u nistgħu ngħidu wkoll li għalkemm huwa jagħmel ħajja verament avventuruża ta' nifsek taqra, da' wieħed minn dawk il-kotba li għalkemm mal-metej faċċata, hemmhekk tibda taqra kważi ma tilqux. Għaliex għandu l-elementi kollha ta' thriller ma' avventura romantika ta' żminijiet li aħna naraw speċjalment fiċ-ċinema Franċiża li jħobbuhom u li jituhom importanza verament kbira mhux ta' bxej li l-Franċiżi huma magħrufin li naħseb l-iktar li għandhom riċerka fuq il-Mediterranju l-avventuri tiegħu. Għal dak il-perjodu għallin għasu ġvera romantiku kważi ngħidulu ħabba l-fatt li ħafna mill-films mbagħad inkitbu f'dak iż-żmien, f'dak il-perjodu. Imma dana il-vjaġġi tiegħu imxew minn Malta, l-Italja, Turkija, il-Greċja u l-Afrika ta' fuq, imma anki l-Awstrija. Dana l-Awstrija għamel avventura sħiħa ipprova anki jgħin il-familja tiegħu b'diversi mezzi. Jinstema meta jikteb dak it-tepisu djarju tiegħu li llum l-awtur tal-lum qiegħed jagħmel ħiltu biex iwasslu lilna b'dan il-mod. Fil-fatt Thomas Freller li l-ktieb tiegħu The Last Courses of Malta ħareġ is-sena li għaddiet biss fl-aħħar tas-sena li għaddiet jimxi mal-ħajja kollha tiegħu ta' dana l-avventurus bniedem li kważi kważi tgħidlu dan mhux grandmastru, dan ma kienx kaptan, dan ma kienx biex najdu hekk top of the range li forsi kien xi eroj kbir, kien bniedem normali li jgħix ħajja normali. Imma ma spiċċax ħażin meta ġabar l-avventuri kollha Mediterranji. Fil-fatt qed nitkellmu biex infakkar l-Awstrijak Leonhard Eisenschmidt u dana jgħidilna l-awtur jibda mill-istorja tiegħu minn avventura waqaf diżastru u rid jara kif jagħmel biex jinġabar ftit u anke fl-istess ħin ikollu xi ħaġa tal-flus biex jiekol. U allura beda karriera fuq il-baħar mal-pirati. Mill-pirati qalb u sar baħri Venezjan, baħri jiġifieri impjegat u allura iktar legali f'dan il-każ legali. Tinsewx li għalkemm qed insemmu l-Awstrija wieħed forsi jiġi f'moħħu jgħid meta kif sabruħu fil-Mediterran, daw kienu jinżlu fil-portijiet ta' l-Italja ta' fuq, il-Balkani, Greċja. U allura kienu dejjem ifittxu kif imissu mal-baħar, il-baħar il-kbir kif ngħidulu. U bagħad insibuh jiġġieled mal-kursara fl-arċipelagu u anki jiltaqa' u jiġi inkuntatt mal-kavalliri ta' Malta dak iż-żmien kienu għadhom ta' rodi. U għalhekk l-avventuri hawnhekk jieħdu l-Alġerija, l-Marokku u anki Ġibilta jattakka jkun fi klikka li jattakkaw it-Tunisija. U mbagħad jiġi Malta l-ewwel darba. Meta jiġi Malta, da jagħtina deskrizzjoni interessanti tal-kavalliri il-gvern ta' Malta ta' dak iż-żmien u jispiċċa biex ibaħħar mal-kursara Maltin. U din hija avventura ta' interessi kbar għalina għalhekk għad li l-quddiem fl-edizzjonijiet li ġejjin żgur se neslu f'din l-avventura. U mbagħad jispjega fid-dettall meta huwa kellu jgħix fil-banjo tal-irsiera tal-Alġerija u anki kif sab ruħu b'mod kważi mirakolus il-Marokk u fl-aħħar jerġa' f'Malta u jerġa' mal-kursara Maltin. Milli jeder dan kien tip ta' xogħol, tip ta' impjieg li żgur jappella għal min ibaħħar, żgur jappella għal min huwa avventurier bħal ma kien Leonhard. Imbagħad insibuh li idur da' għamel ħiltu biex jinqata' darba għal dejja mill-impjieg uffiċjali, l-impenn uffiċjali, l-kuntratt biex ngħidulu hekk li kellu mal-Venezjani. Hawnhekk nfakkarkom li l-Venezjani kif tkellimna kemm il-darba kienu ta' potenza kbira fil-Mediterran u allura kellhom waħda mill-aqwa navies, mill-aqwa marini li kien hawn f'dan il-baħar, jerġa' jaqal sir, din hija kredibbli l-istorja ta' dan il-bniedem, u jerġa' isipruħu impjegat ibaħħar mal-Venezjani li kienu l-iktar nies kummerċjanti li kellhom aċċess kbir anki għall-vant, jiġifieri kienu saħħa fil-punent imma kellhom kuntatti mill-qrib ħafna mal-Musulmani, mal-potenzi ta' Ottomani u oħrajn. Fil-fatt kienu jisuhom kważi parti minnhom fil-punent wieħed kien ħares lej Venezja dejja bħala l-partner tal-Musulmani. Il-Franċiżi kienu jgħidulhom ħaġa ħaġa oħra, ma kienu viċin ukoll tagħhom. U mbagħad fl-aħħar jerġa' jgħidilna kif spiċċa jerġa' jsir għad dar boħra u kif fl-aħħar mill-aħħar l-istorja donna mhijiex ta' vera imma hija vera da jispiċċa dak li nagħmlu bl-Ingliż aħna lived happily ever after. Jiġifieri da jispiċċa kuntent jiltaqa' mal-familja magħhuh ġewwa l-Awstrija. U jibda jirrakkonta ovvjament da minn jaf kemm kellu xi jirrakkonta nimmaġinaw dak iż-żmien mingħajr television u mingħajr ħafna aċċessi oħra tal-medja kemm kien faċli mingħajr ċinema, kemm kien faċli li tiġbed tiġbor ċorma nies madwarek kif kienet wara kollox frażi tal-kursara u tirrakkuntalhom minn xi xaddejt. Forsi tiegħek naqra l-kulur imma l-fatti huma fatti u qed jista' illum il-ġurnata anki jikkonfronta u jikkonferma ċertu fatti li joħorġu minn dawn ir-rakkonti. Infakkarkom dinja Toma ta' il-ktieb The Last Courses of Malta li ħassejtni fid-dover bħalma tkellimna fuq Mediterranean in History dan speċifikament fuq il-kursara minn għandu l-interess huwa bl-Ingliż Thomas Freller li huwa pubblikazzjoni ta' Mizzi Books u fl-istess waqt nerġa' ngħid wieħed minn dawk li taqraħ malaj. Interessanti mill-banda l-oħra najdu li fuq dana il-ktieb ta' Thomas Freller jiena ktibtlu diġà l-awtur bil-permess ta' dar tal-pubblikazzjoni għaw Malta u qed nistenna li jew jitfaċċa Malta xi darba jew inkella jtini ċans li nintervistah imqar bit-telefon. U għalhekk għadni ma ddeċidejx li niftaħ il-paġni li huma fuq Malta u najdilkom iktar fid-dettal dak li kiteb. Għax forsi l-awtur stess jista' jagħmel da. Nittamaw li din l-opportunità nittaqgħu magħha matul is-sensiela li għadha għaddejja kursara fl-ibħra tagħna. Dak it-tarif fuq l-aħħar kursara ta' Malta kif huwa jismu l-ktieb u ġvera The Last Courses of Malta wasalna f'edizzjoni fit-tarf ta' edizzjoni oħra kursara fl-ibħra tagħna. Infakkarkom li llum kellna l-opportunità mhux solita li konna mistieden fil-programm tagħna l-professur David Abulafia li huwa professur tal-istorja tal-Mediterran fl-Università ta' Cambridge l-Ingilterra li kien Malta propju fi frar tal-2008 meta wkoll qed joħroġ dan il-programm għalkemm ir-repetizzjoni tal-programm ħadd tmiss l-ewwel ta' Marzu u għamilu intervista li għalkemm ma kienieċ esklusiva fuq il-kursara u l-pirati imma żgur tinteressa lil dawk is-semmija tagħna li naf li jħobbu l-istorja tagħna u anke l-istorja tal-ibħra tagħna. Tkellimna wkoll fuq personaġġ Louise Antonini li kienet kursara mara fil-marina franċiża ma kienet mal-kursara wkoll avventura oħra li ħadita anki l-bot mixtut tal-Mediterran u kif di temmet ħajjita li tixbaħ ħafna lil dik ta' qabilha li tkellimna fuqha wkoll. Fl-aħħar kelli l-okkażjoni u ċ-ċans li nkellimkom dwar kursar ieħor Awstrijak li kiteb fid-djarju tiegħu fuq dettalji ħafna tajbin fuq ix-xogħol tiegħu ta' kursar mal-kursara Maltin u anki fuq iż-żmien li qatt ta' Malta fost postijiet oħra fil-Mediterran. U kien dan kien l-Awstrijak Leonhard Eisenschmidt. Nittama dak kien il-ktieb ta' Thomas Freller The Last Courses of Malta. Nittama li l-varjetà tal-offa li offrejna llum fuq il-kursara kienet interessanti u minnaħa tiegħi ċans wieħed nagħtikom l-appuntament tal-ġimgħa d-dieħla. Sa dikinhar saħħa.